in 1973. November 5th and 6th, we got married. We had 2 days when we got married. And 3 days after that is when I came in to the Air Force, going to boot camp, 3 days after that. And that kind of began our military career. We drove to Alaska. We spent 4 years at Elmendorf Air Force Base. After our 4 years in at Elmendorf, I went remote to King Salmon, Alaska. And during that trip, Lynn got to come out to King Salmon for a couple months and live, didn't you?
Yeah, we came out, the kids and I, to live out there.
And you had a lot of experiences out there, homeschooling the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Any other kind of adventures out there that you had?
Dumped the Jeep in the river.
Mm-hmm.
We borrowed this Jeep from this fellow. So one afternoon, I wanted to go fishing, and Carrie was out at the Lert Cells, and he said, sure, go ahead, and be careful. So we drove the 20-some miles out. What was the name of that lake?
Naknek.
Naknek Lake. So anyway, we get out there, and it's sub-zero. I don't know, it's maybe 5 below, somewhere around there. Really, really cold, and we're out in the middle of nowhere in this drive. I mean, there's nothing between the base and where we're going. Nothing. Zilch. Just wilderness. So as we just started casting, my oldest son turns around and he goes, Mommy. And I go, what, Nick? And he goes, Mommy, the Jeep's rolling. I'm like, what? He goes, Mommy, the Jeep's rolling. And I turn around, and sure enough, this Jeep is rolling right toward us into the water. So I drop my pole, race up there, fly open the door, and start slamming on the brake. Finally, then I heard him yell, Mommy, jump, jump. And so I jumped out, and there it went, right off the edge of the ice, floated out there, turned a little, and then went glub, glub, glub. Went back to the Lert Cells where Carrie was at, and took forever to find him, and tried to tell him that the Jeep that we had borrowed was in the Naknek River. And he goes, well, how deep is it? And I said, well, it's deep. Well, how deep? And I said, all the way, it's sunk.
We hooked it to a long winch. The base commander let me use one of the largest winch vehicles they had on the site as a practice rescue.
Big Bertha.
Big Bertha as a practice rescue to pull an aircraft out, and hooked onto it and pulled it up. That's when we put the ramps under the wheels up on the ice and pulled it up.
How deep do you think it was?
Approximately 15 feet.
Probably about 15 feet. Couldn't ask for a better man. He's always been there for me. I'm proud of what he does, his jobs. I'm proud of his military career, that he stuck it out for 20 years, when at that time a lot of people hated Alaska, and they got up here and they did their tour, they left. Most people just didn't like the cold, and he stuck it out, and we made it our home. And
likewise, I'm most proud of Lynn, because from any Southern California girl to go with some guy the whole rest of her life up to cold country and stick it out with me and raise our kids and our family and then all the foster kids.
It's been awesome.
Yeah, it has.